As bushfires burn out of control in Australia, scientists warn the damage and the emissions will have severe knock-on effects for the environment. A new report examines the way global environmental problems, including climate change, ocean acidification, and shortages of fresh water, are connected. David Sparks explains.
Fires raged in parts of the Blue Mountains in New South Wales yesterday, sweeping through dry forest. After backburning spiraled out of control near Lithgow, around 20 homes and other structures were lost around Mount Irvine, Mount Wilson and Mount Tomar. Amanda Jones and her husband run the nearby Bilpin Resort, and although the fire hasn't hit their property, they endured a tense day.
It's safe at the moment. The fire has actually touched the property. It's gotten close to it. It's gotten close to down the street, but actually the boundary of the property hasn't been affected.
Roadblocks set up by authorities prevented her from reaching the resort yesterday, but her husband was there and she was in contact with him.
He has seen 2 hours ago we had a dump of fire retardant material dumped on the back of the property, on our pine forest, which is at the back of the property. So he saw that happen, which is great because it means it's a little bit more protection there.
It's the type of anxious wait that people in fire-prone areas can expect more of this summer, with unusually dry conditions expected. And Professor Will Steffen from the Australian National University says bushfires over the last month are beginning to exacerbate other environmental problems.
What we're seeing here in Australia is the interactions between climate change and the land boundary in terms of bushfires as a disturbance regime in land systems. So what's happening is we're having an unprecedented wave of bushfires in terms of the amount of land that's being burnt, in terms of the size and intensity of the bushfires, in terms of the widespread smoke, and so on.
Professor Steffen is co-author of a new report written by an international team of scientists, which examines several problems for the world's natural environment and how those different problems interact with each other.
The whole report is based on the idea that the Earth is a single complex system. In other words, the Earth system in the singular is the state of the planet that allows humans to thrive.
The report, published in the journal Nature Science, has examined 9 separate problems facing the environment, including climate change, pressure on land use, ocean acidification, and reductions in genetic biodiversity. Professor Steffen says when some of these are pushed too far, they begin to affect each other and the results can be severe.
What we suspect is going to happen is that as the climate continues to warm and bushfire risk continues to go up, we may actually start changing the landscape of Australia. So in other words, forests that have never burned before, like the moist forests in Queensland, or indeed those in Tasmania that burnt in January this year, they may not recover to their earlier state. They may switch to a eucalypt forest, or in some cases to a savanna-type ecosystem of tree grasses. Those ecosystems in general store less carbon than the ones that were there originally, which means you have a net transfer of carbon from the land to the atmosphere. And of course, that exacerbates climate change.
The scientists say their findings underline the need for stronger action to tackle climate change.
David Sparks reporting.